And we're back, folks. During the commercial break, Anthony was telling me a pretty funny story about his leisure suit dreams.
That's right. So I do work as a traveling consultant, or did work as a traveling consultant. So one of the funny things I wanted to try at some point was check the secondhand store, see if I could find one of those classic 70s leisure suits. So what I was hoping is I'd show up at the client site one day when I had some of my coworkers there wearing that and just say, oh yeah, hey, sorry, my luggage got lost. I just had to wear what I was wearing on the plane.
That would have been hilarious, you know? Can you imagine? You know, the Bee Gees, people kind of remember them from the disco era and, you know, the white outfits and that. But I have to say, they were classy, man. Like, you know, disco fashion was a thing. But out of that, the only thing that kind of really remains iconic to this day is those leisure suits.
That's it. That's it. They're just so amazing.
Yeah. I don't have a good story like that, mostly because I'm younger and, you know, smarter. I do have a story that's kind of has to do with that. When I was a kid, my mom one day shows up and she's super excited. She's just bursting at the seams. And she's like, you know, I got you something. It's going to be amazing. Like, you're going to love this. This is the best thing ever. And she opens this shopping bag and inside are, you know, some item of clothing that turns out to be a pair of MC Hammer pants.
Oh my God.
So, of course, there's no way I could possibly ever wear those in public, right?
You mean you didn't keep them?
I did keep them. Oh, what are you going to do, return the MC Hammer pants? I couldn't tell my mom that they're not the greatest thing ever because she was, like, so excited about it. You know, it's like, look what I got you, you know?
We'll try to Photoshop in a picture of you in those parachute pants on our Facebook page.
I would wear them now just for style, but back then, I guess I wasn't self-confident enough.
All right, back to the music.
Get dancing.
Some of the work gets kind of hard, and this ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool, and the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool at the car wash. Oh, 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 oh. Talking about the car wash, yeah. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me. Car wash. Seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car washed today.
And we're back, folks. That was the end of our segment two of our disco show.
Segment three, actually.
Really?
Yeah, you've been napping.
No.
Yeah, that was Claudia Berry with Sweet Dynamite. Before that, we heard Car Wash by Rose Royce.
It goes to show this disco stuff really goes down fast, man.
There you go. Kicked it off with Montreal's own Bombers. So yeah, that's the end of segment three. We'll be back with our final segment after this. Wake up, Adrian.
It's been a good show.